in Kingston, Massachusetts. And this is March 9, 1993. Robert Brown, the interviewer. I thought we'd just begin by maybe talking about some of your early memories. You were born, I believe, in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Exactly.
About when was that?
1905.
1905.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are some of your earlier memories of childhood?
Rather tragic, sad. I felt as if somehow or other I didn't belong to the world.
Really?
And
why was that, would you say?
Well, I do remember being told that by my grandparents-to-be later, that my father-to-be didn't get going, that there was going to be a shotgun. You will have to face a shotgun. In other words, I was conceived out of wedlock. And I guess he took it out on me later. I do remember my earliest years, as I can recall, seeing a blazing fireball coming towards me. And for years and years it bothered me. I could never figure out what that was, not until I was 19 when I saw my mother later on. And I told her about that. Grandma happened to be standing beside her. She says, mon Dieu, Edouard remembers. He remembers. And my mother's eyes began to get moist and wet. She never said a word. She said, do you know what he did? He threw a lighted kerosene lamp at you while you were nursing at her breast. You weren't even a year old.
Wow.
And so that's what it is. Because I did recall, and I had said to them at the outset, that I remember, if I recall, a crash of glass and a male's voice and the slamming of a door. Mm-hmm. He threw it and walked out. And the Belgique French living up above came down.
What was that? What were they? Oh, their name was
Belgique. Yeah, they were
Belgique.
Yep. Yeah, they. She had thrown my mother had, while I was in her arms, threw herself on the floor. I mean, it was a perfectly natural reaction, you know. Yep. Threw herself, and still holding on to me for dear life. I do remember falling in space, and I remember the. The total darkness with that fireball. That's all I could remember. Now, this rather may sound strange, but I've been recently read somewhere, possibly Freud, that things can happen as a child that will use that to become an imprint that's imprinted upon you and remains for you for life. And you can't forget it. That'll stand by. Well, you may not be able to explain it, but it will remain. In your subconscious or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So once it was explained to me, I threw it out. That was that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now the...
Before it was explained to you, there was this mystery, and it was rather disturbing.
Very disturbing. It bothered me for years, and I never dared to talk about it for the simple reason that it would be considered a deranger, possibly, or something to that effect.
But then, in fact, when you brought it up, both your mother and your grandmother said, of course.
Indeed.
It's remarkable you remember, but yeah. Of course, and they told you what...
They explained it to me, what it was, naturally.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now, but your family were... What did your father do? Was he?
My father... My grandfather straightened me out a lot, off and on when I saw him. That was his own father.
Mm-hmm.
He stood apart from the eight children that he had. And he said, my grandfather, Louis, and he said to me, Edouard, I must tell you something. You're the only one that should know about this in the family. I never spoke to them. And it can be verified. We come from a very ancient family from the mid-France. We were supposed to be aristocrats, but we've gone downhill. And you have skipped all these generations. I see something in you that is different, whatever. Well, I looked at him and I was completely appalled. I said, you mean to say we're going back to an aristocratic family? I said, there's nothing to indicate this in my present day except you. He said, that's all right.